With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, we are heading into curtain up season. It's so exciting. We're a week out, and there is certainly a lot going on behind the scenes to get this all prepped. And I heard that they're bringing back the big tent event along Main Street.
Yes, I always loved that big tent event.
I did too. You know,
rain or shine, that was fun. You get out there, and Buffalo always knows how to party. Get out there and see people you haven't seen for years and have a good time.
What do you know what's going on behind the scenes right now?
I don't think I should say. Well, I'll confide this. Curtain up is always a nightmare behind the scenes, and then on the night, it always comes together and is terrific.
But always some of the best events are like that.
Of course. This year, more than most, perhaps, but I know that there's Neil Raddus and Joyce Stilson and Joe Demerly scrambling like mad to pull this together. But there will be a lovely dinner. It will be in the tent. There will be playwright A.R. Gurney coming home to Buffalo. They are having Art Voice and me do Curtain Up King and Queen again.
What's that all about?
I haven't done it for a few years. I'm not even sure who the reigning King and Queen. I think it's Joe Demerly and Connie Caldwell. I'm not sure. They asked me how I wanted to do it, and I jokingly said, beer pong. And they said, okay.
Is that appropriate for curtain up?
Well, we're going to do a variation. It's Broadway beer pong. You've got to get the ping pong ball either into the Christine Baranski Cup or into the Jesse Martin Cup. And Art Voice is providing fabulous prizes. And to be eligible to be king or queen, you need to be an artist in a curtain up program. So that's how we're doing in that. You answer a trivia question, you get the ball in the cup, and you too could be queen.
So all part of the entertainment.
Yes. It's a fun night.
It is.
And just very, very Buffalo. We're the only city anywhere that celebrates the opening of the theater season in this way. Not even Broadway does this. And we've been doing it for years. And despite the behind-the-scenes mishigas, we do it very well.
Any recommendations on some of the shows to see?
Well, you're asking me everything.
No,
you should
of course,
see everything.
I know.
There's some that are up already. Le Cage aux Folles is up in Snyder. For Curtain Up Night, I like to see something closer to downtown so you can park the once, unless you take the public transportation. If you don't do the dinner in the tent, there's some lovely restaurants downtown. I've had special occasions at Papaya, which is very, very lovely, that people go to Chocolate Bar, or what's the name of the one in the Calumet? Bacchus, which is very, very nice. Lots of places to eat downtown, which I would also recommend. Tickets go quickly, so if you don't get a show, there's the Molière at the Irish Classical Theater. There's Buffalo Rises, one act at Road Less Traveled. There's Mormon Boy at the Buffalo United Artists, which will be in for Curtain Up, and then things in the surrounding theaters. But if you don't get something, go to dinner at 8 o'clock. There will be a table available. And I think that that's a lot of fun. But go downtown. It's fabulous. Sort of the last hurrah of summer.
It really is. And you can still be a part of it because there's enough entertainment, music and dance and things going on around it.
And I understand from Neil Raddus, who's the executive director down at, or whatever the title, down at the Alleyway Theater, that they've booked more entertainment than ever. There will be a lot to see, hear and do in the downtown area on Curtain Up Night. Not tonight, but next Friday.
That's right. Friday, September 20th. You mentioned Le Cage. Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it.
What'd you think?
I love Le Cage.
Yeah. How can you not?
Exactly. That was popular as a movie, popular as a play, popular in all its revivals. And it's a very, very sweet and energetic performance by Ben Puglisi as Albin, the drag queen performer who gets excluded from the family because the wayward son brings home a fiancé and her right-wing family. And that's the plot. And so the comedy's derived from him trying to act straight, which he just can't do.
When there's been so many different versions and you think of the movie, too, it's always interesting to see how different actors and actresses play those parts.
It is.
And it is Friday the 13th. That means Buffalo Rise is opened. Hopefully that will be a good luck thing on a Friday the 13th.
Well, I hope so.
I hope so, too. Road Less Traveled Theater.
Yes, which is right there in the Market Arcade Cinemas. One of those cinemas is actually not a cinema. It's a theater. And that is the world premiere of 8 10-minute plays. And they're all about Buffalo. That would be perfect for Curtain Up, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yes.
With Theater Talk, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.